Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family coming in, and for all the dear family that are gathered here in the room. And for those that are listening on the phone, we want to welcome each and every one of you, Sabbath blessing, and for all the dear souls that will be listening to this recording on a later date, on this blessed Sabbath, January 24, 2015. This is lesson 112. We are still reading from the Desire of Ages. We are in chapter 23 entitled, The Kingdom of God is at Hand, and we will be discussing part 2. Before we begin our children's study, we will open with songs. And this scripture song is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye preserve your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2.
Amen.
If any one of the dear family, little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have open in prayer, Bobula.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads before our Godhead. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning and for giving us traveling mercies. Holy Spirit, I pray that you be with us today and give us the ability to hear and retain your spiritual word that it may not only be for a lesson for today, but for a lesson of a lifetime. Lord, I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Give us the ability to come boldly to your throne to ask for forgiveness and repentance, dear Father God. Please continue to guide us and lead us in all thy way. I pray that you be with us and guide us. Bless all who are here today and all who will be listening to this at a later time. And for those that are listening on the radio, please guide and protect them as well, dear Father. You know all the content of their hearts. I pray that you answer all our prayers according to your perfect will. And let not my sins, not my iniquities or my shortcomings, anything that I have done in this body, known and unknown, hinder up this prayer up to you. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus, our precious Redeemer, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture of our study today is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24, from the King James Version, and it read, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled, The Kingdom of God is at Hand, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babala.
Daniel 9:25. Know before and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the most Messiah and Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The streets shall be built again and the walls even in troublesome time.
Daniel chapter 9 verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Amen.
Continuing, Numbers 14:34. After the number of the days in which ye searched the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my bridge of hope.
Ezekiel 4:6. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year.
Ezra 6:14. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Agai, and the prophecy and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, and they built and finished it according to the commandments of God of Israel, according to the commandment of Cyrus, Darius, Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Ezra 7:1. And know after these things they reigned Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Seraiah, and son of Sariah, Azariah, and the son of Helkiah.
Azariah, blessed Sabbath, everyone. This is Mariela. Azariah 7:9. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from the Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hands of his God upon him. Acts 8:4. Therefore, there that were scattered abroad went everywhere.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we'll be covering page 233. But before we begin, dear ones, our study, let us learn about the timeline, their meanings, and Christ's prophetic period. As you will be able to see, there is a little chart right here, and you have BC on the left and AD on the right. In the very middle, it talks about the time frame that Jesus Christ was born. So what does BC mean? BC stands for before Christ, and it means the number of years before the time of Jesus Christ. That was about 2,000 years ago. So the date 552 BC will really mean 2,552 years ago. So for the extra bonus that I have in red, in school today, they have tried to remove all of the Christians' meanings in education. So you're going to hear today they use BCE. Some people use BCE instead, that stand for before the common era, and is used in order to avoid Christian references. So if you see BCE, just remember it's before Christ era or Christian era. So in this particular website, they also are in agreement. They feel that since this is a Christian dating system, it will be really silly to try to hide that. For the whole prophetic period, it was about Christ's coming, Christ's life, and also the work that he has left after his resurrection. So what does AD mean? AD is short for Annus Domini, which means the year of our Lord. And CE is short for Common Era. So the day 2000 AD means that it has been 2,000 years since Jesus Christ was born. So when you see 2000 CE, it means the same thing. Just for a little bit of a reference, if you would like to know a little bit more, you can be able to visit the website. So I hope, dear parents, that you will take a little time, especially for the little ones, because today's study is going to be dealing with a lot of information about timeline. Try not to be intimidated by the timeline. If you know how to add and subtract, you will see it's pretty easy. So let's pray that the Holy Spirit will bring understanding to all the little ones. So we are in Desire of Ages, page 233. If anyone of the dear family would like to take up the next paragraph, voila.
Desire of Ages, page 233. The burden of Christ's preaching was the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Thus the gospel message as given by the Savior himself was based on the prophecies by the angel Gabriel to Daniel. 70 weeks, said the angel, are determined upon the people.
And to make an end of sin,
reconciliation
for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint. A day in prophecy stands for a year. See Numbers 14:34, Ezekiel 4:6. The 70 weeks, or 490 days, represent 490 years.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What was the burden of Christ's preaching, and on what did the Savior himself base the gospel message on? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And it was on preachers the time which he declared the fulfilled was the period made known by the angel Gabriel to Daniel.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones, from the book of Acts. And that will be in chapter 3, verse 22.
Page 233. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, 69 weeks, or 483 years. Daniel 9:25. The commandment to restore and build Jerusalem as complete by the decree of Artaxerxes Longimanus. And see Ezra 6:14, 7:1-9, Mark. Went into effect in the autumn of B.C. From this time 483 years extend to the autumn of A.D. 27. According to the prophecy, this period was to reach to the Messiah, the Anointed One. In A.D. 27, Jesus at his baptism received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and soon when afterward began his ministry, then the message was proclaimed, the time is fulfilled.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Where and when did Jesus receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit? And soon after his ministry began, what message was proclaimed? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is in AD 27 at his baptism, and this time is fulfilled. 17 weeks to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make
reconciliation
for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision of prophecy.
Amen. So let us learn another scripture song, and this is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1, 2, 3.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me. To preach good tidings unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
To proclaim
liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
To proclaim
the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God.
To comfort
all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them that mourn.
Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
To proclaim
liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
To proclaim
the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God.
Isaiah
chapter 61, verses 1-3.
The Zar of Ages, page 233. Then said the angel, "Ye shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and that's 7 years. For seven years after the Savior entered on his ministry, the gospel was to be preached especially to the Jews, for 3.5 years by Christ himself, and afterward by the apostles. In the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease." Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And continue on the next slide. In the spring of AD 31, Christ, the true sacrifice, was offered on Calvary. Then the veil of the temple was rent in twain, showing that the sacredness and the significance of the sacrificial service had departed. The time had come for the earthly sacrifice and oblation to cease. The Zar of Ages, page 233, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. How long was the gospel to be preached especially to the Jews, and by whom? And when was Christ the true sacrifice offered on Calvary? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
For 3.5 years by Christ himself, in the spring of AD 31, then the veil of the temple was rent in twain, showing that the sacredness and significance of the sacrificial service has departed.
Amen. So let's learn the last scripture song of our study, and it's taken from the book of 1 Peter, here once together, and that is 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 18 through 19.
Desire of Ages, page 233. The 1 week, 7 years ended in AD 34. Then by the stoning of Stephen, the Jews finally sealed their rejection of the gospel. The disciples who were scattered abroad by persecution went everywhere preaching the word. Acts chapter 8, verse 4. And shortly after, Saul the prosecutor was converted and became Paul the apostle to the Gentiles. Desire of Ages, page 233, paragraph 3.
Question, boys and girls. When did the 1 week, 7 years ended? And by what event the Jews finally sealed the rejection of the gospel? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is in AD 34. And then by the stoning of Stephen, then the disciples who were scattered abroad by persecution went everywhere preaching the word.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Another question, dear ones, boys and girls. And what shortly happened after Stephen's stoning, and what was his commission? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
The answer is Saul the prosecutor was converted and became Paul, and he was to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
Amen. Now we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and at this very moment we're going to have story time. And gather all the little ones, because it's story time, and our dear brother Grace will be the one to narrate it. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God. Bubble up, dear brother.
Oh, good morning, boys and girls. It looks like it's my turn. Let me see if I can get my story up here. Okay. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's Romans 8:14. The Holy Spirit is a person, for He beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. His Holy Spirit tells us if we are acting like His children. When this witness is born or given, it carries with it its own evidence, proof. At such times, we believe and are sure that we are the children of God. There are times in our lives when we know we're doing right and we feel like we're His accepted children of His. And then there are times when we don't feel so sure, but He promises us that we are His children. The Lord has fullness of grace. That means enough grace or forgiveness for all of us to bestow on everyone that will receive the heavenly gift. In other words, if we want it, he'll give it. If we don't, he gives it to someone else.
Those who consent to be led by the Spirit of God will be illuminated and sanctified. They will discern the hatefulness of sin and the beauty of holiness. They will esteem it as a great honor to be called the sons of God, knowing that they are wholly unworthy to be associated with Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. Christ took upon him our nature that he may associate us with himself. He suffered in the flesh, and he might bring many sons and daughters to God. Illuminated is just basically enlightened by the knowledge of God, and to esteem is how the Lord will be able to bring us very much closer to him. Unworthy, we know that we being sinners, we are unworthy of all of his graces, but the love of the Almighty God is so great that it says love covers a multitude of sin, little ones. Continuing, it is the Spirit that causes to shine into darkened mind the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness, that makes man's heart burn within them with an awakened realization of the truth of eternity. That presence before the mind, the great standard of righteousness, and conveniences of sin, that inspire faith in him who alone can save from sin, that works to transform character by withdrawing the affections of men from those things which are temporal and perishable, and fixing them upon the eternal inheritance. The Spirit recreates, refines, and sanctifies human beings, fitting them to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. Little ones, the Lord is going to do everything for us to be able to fit the heavenly abiding place by sanctifying us, by recreating in us a new heart and a new spirit, that we may be able to be in the presence of his Father, the angels, and all of the unfallen worlds. So isn't that beautiful, little ones, that Christ is not only our Redeemer and our Savior, but he also will recreate us in a new creature, a new image of him, that we no longer will have to deal with sickness, death, or anything that this family here on earth suffers because of sin. We will continue praying for our dear Brother Gray so he can be able to have his computer reestablished for next week. But we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. So next week we will continue with part 3 of our study entitled The Kingdom of God is at Hand in our lesson book, Desire of Ages. So mommy, daddies, with the children, take some time to be able to go back into the timeline because it will help them very much on the sermon section of our study that talks about prophecy.
Our Father, thank you for us here to have this blessed day. Thank you to wake us up this moment and help us up. I thank you for helping us to learn from the scripture study and be learning something new. And let us be able to be prepared for your second coming, that we may be able to receive your seed. Let us be able to help one another and love one another. I pray that this sinful world may be able to change from its wickedness and turn into a righteous world. And forgive us all for our sins and nip in our past as spirits. And let us be able to walk safely with you and still be safely through another week. Give us an understanding, and give the people an understanding, and those who may have difficult time and to understand. This is my family shout from Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We hope and pray all of you were blessed by today's study. Next Sabbath, it will be held on January 31st, 2015. We will continue with part 3. We have created activities for all the family to enjoy that they may continue on learning all the different words. And please, dear one, some of the words are pretty meaty, and you can be able to go into the dictionary, so you can be able to hear a little bit of their meanings to understand the story. We hope and pray all of you were blessed. May you all have a rest of this blessed Sabbath. In Jesus' name, amen.